28, Jesus is raised to life. Now, after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was as lightning, and his garment white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be fearful, for I know who you seek. It is Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and that he goes ahead of you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Look, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his message to his disciples. And Jesus met them, saying, "Greetings." And they came and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Fear not. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there shall they see me." The Jews tried to cover up the truth about the resurrection. Now, while they were going, some of the guard came into the city and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave much money to the soldiers, saying, "You are to say that his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and keep you out of trouble." So they took the money and did as they were told. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Jesus commissions his disciples. But the 11 disciples went into Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatever I commanded you. And I am with you always, even to the end of the age."